Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
I don't know about you, but my social media has been completely taken over in recent months with people either training or competing at High Rocks competitions. But just how good is it for you? Owner of Number 17 PT and human performance and wellness coach John Belton is with me on the line today to chat about the rise of High Rocks. Is it just next level circuits, John?
Do you know what? It's everything coming together. It's an accumulation of CrossFit, general gym training and running. Everything we've seen happen since COVID kicked in with the fitness world has been brought into a lovely little sweet package and is rebranded as High Rocks.
So what is High Rocks?
High Rocks is a new sport that was created in Germany, and the main thing to learn about High Rocks is that its founder, his big goal is for this to become an Olympic sport.
So right.
He's got a great vision, which obviously makes for a great story in itself. But High Rocks is a competitive way to challenge your gym training. And I think that's, for me, one of the things that grabs most people. Instead of just going to the gym and squatting and doing a bit of running, you can take it all and you can kind of measure how well you're progressing, measure yourself against people your same age as yourself, and globally, not just in Ireland. And you can also then partner up and have a bit of fun with it as well.
So it's about 7 or 8 different stations in terms of pushing the whatever you're doing, lunges, carrying weights, you're pushing. What's the word I'm looking for?
The prowler.
That is the word I'm looking for. Yeah. You know, you've got that. You've got the skiing machine. So you've about 7 or 8 different stations.
You have 8 stations and 8 kilometres of running. It is predominantly an aerobic event, and it's predominantly a running event because you have to run. And then you run 8 kilometres, but in between each kilometre, you perform a station. You do a ski for a kilometre, you push a prowler for distance, you pull a prowler for distance, you do burpee broad jumps, you row, you carry weights in a farmer's carry, you do lunges, and then you do wall balls at the end. So you do a kilometre run between all those stations.
And then against all of that, you have a countdown or a time, you're timed while you're doing all of this.
Yeah, it's fantastically put together. It's indoors, like, for example, in the RDS when it's in Dublin, and you run around a little arena, which is the outside of the perimeter of the internal premises where it's on. And then inside is what's called the rock zone. And the rock zone is where all of these activities take place. So you have a gate going into the rock zone and a gate going out of the rock zone back to the run loop. So your time's measured when you're going around the circuit, when you come into the rock zone, when you go to each given station, and when you go out of the rock zone. And what that means in real man's terms is, you can take this event, and if it took you an hour and a half to do it, you can break down each little station and you can see where your strengths are, where your weaknesses are, how you compared, and then you can get more specific with your training so that when you go and compete the next time, you can work on that and improve that, which is, for anyone who's got any level of, like, a competitive side, that's huge to have.
Yeah, so it's the gym on steroids multiplied by about 40 with the competitive level and aspect. Do you always do it with a team or a person or a buddy? You're not just doing it on your own?
You can do individual, or you can do mixed sex or same sex partner, and there's also a 4-person relay option. And I probably needed to say at the start of this, it is the gym on steroids, arguably, and that makes it sound so intimidating. And if I was to critique High Rocks on one thing, is that it has this kind of an intimidating look about it. But when you're there, you're going to realise that it's actually very accessible. And that's one of the biggest strong points and biggest selling points is you could have someone going in there to do their first High Rocks and they want to do it under 2 hours. And then an hour later, you could have some of the elite 15 guys who are trying to break 55 minutes when they're doing it. And at the end of the day, and this is the most important thing about the gym, is that nobody really cares about how anyone else is doing. Yeah. You're only there for your own performance. And High Rocks truly is that. Although sometimes when you see the marketing, it's guys and girls with their shirts off and, you know, training and pushing and grunting and all that. And that can be a bit intimidating. But I would love everybody to get themselves to a level that they could compete in a High Rocks and just complete one.
Is that what they've done really well with this, though, John, that they have managed to market it very well? Because it has completely consumed my social media.
It has blown up, Andrea. It's gone from 2 years ago, it was 1 day in Dublin, and this year it's going to be 4 days. I got down there last year on the Friday at about 9 a.m. and the place was hopping. I left at 7 p.m. that evening and I hadn't calmed down for the whole day. And it was like that on Saturday and Sunday as well. This year it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday and Sunday. So the marketing, it's self-marketing in itself, that everybody just wants to share their picture, you know, of their time or their efforts.
Their badge. Don't you get a badge when you do it?
You get a badge, you get a badge, and there's even a few tattoos going around at this stage.
Right. And do you think is Hyrox a trend, or is it something that's going to become a kind of a lasting fixture in the fitness world?
It's going to last. Will it continue to go the trajectory it's at? I don't think it could possibly continue to grow at that same rate, but it's not going anywhere. I don't think so. I think it's an amazing excuse for people to travel for a weekend and do a competition abroad. It's a way to train. There's too many positives to it for it to go anywhere.
Yeah, because that seems to be a big aspect as well, that it has brought that kind of sense of community with it, and there's a social element to this as well.
Huge social element to it. And you look at some of the guys, especially down the country, who are early adapters to Hyrox, and they have tribes where they'll all go off. There'll be 40 or 50 of them go off to Barcelona for the weekend, for example, and compete in these events. And people are looking for alternatives, in my opinion, to the traditional nightclub and the pub and the booze.
Yeah,
And it's a way to hang out with like-minded people, or maybe even a new place for a boy to meet girl, etc., etc. type scenario. And it offers all of that in a finely packaged way that you can get to lovely cities, see the city, compete. It's enough. Like, if you just go to the gym and train in your gym on a regular basis, it'll be enough for you to compete in a Hyrox and get through it. You don't need to be dedicated. With CrossFit, it became quite elitist in the sense that you had to, you'd have to train twice a day, really, if you want to be very competitive at it.
Right.
You have to be making huge sacrifices. Hyrox, really anyone can get in and get through a Hyrox, and we treat 4 sessions a week of just regular gym training.
Regular gym training. Okay. John Belton. Listen, John, thanks a million for joining us here on Lunchtime Live, How I Live Well, this Tuesday afternoon, to tell us about all of the Hyrox hype and the rise of the sim sport here in Ireland. John Belton is the owner of Number 17 PT and human performance and wellness coach.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.